BlakeRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that's just fragile.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
You ain't gonna find no better tree than this here tree. This here tree is built to last. Ain't no needles coming off this here tree.
TNA.
Okay, now here's a tree. This here is a tree.
That's a little skimpy in the front.
You just put it in the corner.
Haven't you got a big tree?
Yeah. Hell, this ain't no tree. Now here's a tree. This here is a tree.
And the indie scene.
Take the holy of the glory.
With your host, Omega.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it, blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football. Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no! What was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
No, all my lunches are red and are carbonation. Do you want to shoot me in my leg, Rosmo?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Mace!
What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I triple dog dare ya!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho!
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As you can probably guess, it is our holiday special, which means we're going to pretty everything up with some Christmas songs, and we're going to force in some Christmas-related bits, and we're still going to talk wrestling, so it's really a sham more than anything. This is Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, who had a minute-long intro this week. Whereas everyone else had a single line, such as my co-host, Mace.
Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Or is it Eve Eve Eve?
Eve Eve.
Well, it's Eve 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 for you guys, it's Eve Eve for us. The whole time difference thing. Remember, I'm in the future.
Meet Eve. And crashing our little holiday party.
It was my idea. Fuck you.
It's your idea, but we didn't invite you.
Well, fine. Go to hell. Notice my microphone not crackling this week.
Bravo. Bravo.
I bought a new one.
Wow. This is Spug for the listeners who haven't paid attention.
Or who could care less.
And Rock is here too for hopefully pulling this together.
We still could care less.
I'm watching football. I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm watching football.
Why are we watching football?
We're watching football. Eagles football. That's what I'm watching.
Oh, look, they're going to lose anyway.
They're winning 24-3.
What quarter is it?
Third.
They'll still lose.
So yeah, you're on your own tonight. I told you that. Have fun.
Nah, bullshit.
His priorities.
You are not pulling a Tim Stein on us.
No, then I would disappear and then kick you from my chat room.
I don't know what you were talking about. I was embraced in that chat room.
Me, on the other hand, I got kicked, what, 6 times? Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go into a hockey chat room. Still don't know what they do.
Hockey? It's this thing where they play on ice and there's a puck and... It's very Canadian.
That's pretty much my knowledge of it, too.
It's a sport where everything is white. That's all I remember.
No, there's a black hockey player.
A
single one.
Yeah, he's not exactly Tiger Woods, is he?
I forgot how much I missed this place.
So yeah, welcome to We Have No Idea What the Fuck We're Doing.
No, it's we don't really care.
You guys do have a format sheet to follow, so follow it.
Nobody sent me the format sheet.
Fucking run sheet. Oh my god.
Omega's the host, so he should, you know, lead the way.
Quick, we should all stop and take selfies.
Show's not important. Everyone take a picture of themselves.
I don't understand the big deal about that. I really don't.
It's bullshit over nothing. He took a big fucking deal.
But I... Okay, Spug, you're the guy who came to me last week when we were watching the pay-per-view saying, you know, I hate it when the crowd chants boring during a match. This is pretty much the same type of thing, but from the commentators.
Yeah, okay. I understand where you're going with that, but my... The commentators... For the longest time, have been null and void when it comes to actually calling a match, because any time they actually try to call a match, WWE goes we can't have you do that, and so there's no point. It annoys me when the crowd chants boring, because that's just disrespectful to the two individuals or multiple individuals in the ring who are doing their job. If you're just there to see high spots, then go watch ROH highlights on YouTube.
Yeah, I suppose you got a point.
I mean, that's what WWE wants them to do, is to be part of the social media craze and revolution, and a lot of that has to do with taking stupid selfies.
At least none of them were doing duck face, I'll give them that.
God.
It's bad enough that they're taking selfies, at least they didn't go like the usual route of, oh, I'm going to do duck face.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So wrestling.
There is none.
We were just talking that.
I know.
So you want to get to the most irrelevant topic of the night?
You mean the very first topic of the night?
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, Spud, guess what?
What?
Batista's coming back!
I actually am excited about that.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of am. I'm not even going to lie. I am. I'm a little bit excited.
So for those listening at home and not following along here, apparently there were reports over the weekend that he was going to be appearing at house shows for the company, which the advertisements for that got pulled. But since they did mark the return of the Animal Batista, it's pretty much confirmed. Yeah, we're going to see him back in 2014.
Gee, that almost sounds like there's something to be promoted. Maybe Batista's in some sort of movie. Huh. Yeah, something to do Guardians and Galaxies, made by this comic book company that nobody's heard of.
He didn't do anything promotion when, you know, he was fighting Vin Diesel.
That's because Vin Diesel does all the promotion himself. You don't promote a Vin Diesel movie. Vin Diesel promotes Vin Diesel. That's it.
Okay, point.
But, you know, let's face it. You know, even if Batista is coming back and to tie in with his Guardians of the Galaxy movie promotion that he'll be doing, let's face it, the real star of that movie is Rocket Raccoon anyway.
Oh, goddamn, Rocket Raccoon.
And since you can't have a CGI raccoon promote in a wrestling ring, even though I wish they would.
Or can you?
I don't know. God did tag with Shawn Michaels.
we can do training vignettes where, like, Regal is trying to teach Hornswoggle how to wrestle, and they just CG in Rocket Raccoon as his opponent.
There you go.
I would actually like to see that. Hornswoggle versus Rocket Raccoon, I'm down.
The thing about this, though, is apparently it's not going to be that recent. In fact, the plan right now, apparently, is that he's going to be around until he has to go start promoting Guardians of the Galaxy, whereas these are relatively recent advertising.
You'll see him up until Mania, and then he'll probably lose at Mania.
I have no doubt he's – well, that depends if he comes back face or heel here.
Either way, I mean, that's my point, though, is you'll see him up until Mania, and then he'll probably lose at Mania.
Guardians of the Galaxy doesn't happen until late next summer, if I remember right. So if the idea is he's going to be around that long, then, who knows how long. It's not that we're going to see him up until Mania. It's like he might be around a little while.
Like I said, you'll probably see him until just a little after Mania because of the he'll be there for promotions, all that stuff. But then after Mania, the promotion for the movie will kick in and he'll have to go.
Dude, the promotion for the movie won't happen until summer.
Mania,
a long way before.
But my point being, the Mania beginning of April. I'm not just talking about U.S. releases. They also release the movie in Europe before they release it in the U.S.
Only by like a couple of weeks, though.
You gotta do promotions over there. So you take you go to Mania, you lose at Mania, you do your bit at Mania. Maybe you go to the whatever Backlash has become. I can't remember what it's called now at the end of April. You do that, and then you're out. And then you got May and June for promotions. And the movie comes out, what, July?
It's a late summer movie. Yeah, August 1st. Thank you, Rock.
But we're losing focus on the bigger picture here. He's doing house shows. Okay. Note to all those big-time, part-time performers, Rock, Lesnar, all of them that came back and come for their big paycheck, then fuck off. Batista's doing it right. Not only is he coming back for his big paycheck, but he's giving back to the business. None of this limited dates bullshit.
Giving back?
What is this giving back you speak of?
Giving back to the little people who can't afford to go see Raw, SmackDown, or a pay-per-view.
Jeez. I'm psyched. I get to go to Raw after Royal Rumble this year.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So how high up in the nosebleeds will you be, or haven't you got?
I don't think I'm high up at all. I actually think they're pretty good seats. My brother bought them. My brother's not a wrestling fan, and he called me because a couple of our neighbors, when we were growing up next to my dad's house, they still live there, and my dad looks after them every once in a while, and they're not the brightest bulbs in the box. And my brother had called me. He said, "If I buy tickets, will you take the twins to go see Raw?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go." So that's how it started. And that's why I'm going to Raw. I'm still excited about it because it's still going to be fun.
Plus, it's the first thing that happens after their big pay-per-view for the year. So
right.
You're going to be right in the middle of the start of the big storylines for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to spend 6 hours trying to get out of the building.
It, you know what? Getting out of Raw is not terrible. Getting out of Cleveland isn't bad.
Just got to hope your car doesn't break down.
Come on.
Don't, why are you like so negative, Nelly, and like trying to just fucking get karma to kill me?
I was making reference.
Karma got...
Okay,
do you
remember when Will went to the Raw after Mania?
Oh, that's right. His car broke
down.
Took
him forever and a day to get out of the parking lot, and his car broke. Fuck's sake. You want me to be negative? I'll be negative.
Please don't. It's been a nice evening.
So I suppose we should, like, figure out some of these things that we're being asked to question each other.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
We supposedly have some interest in Batista returning. That's obvious.
Yeah. All right. What are some possible matches up you could see for Batista?
I heart you.
I just flash back to drama school or drama class in high school. It's awesome.
You, sir, are a genius.
Okay, but seriously, like, what the hell do you do with the animal if he comes back? Other than making him, like, Brock Lesnar light.
You have him come back at the Rumble and botch a finish again?
You could do, there's a, matches that you could do with him. I could see Batista versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm picturing Batista Cesaro. I don't know why, but that was the first thing that popped into my head.
Swing him.
Yeah, that's probably why.
It looked like another big body to swing. Whee!
Hey, it's either that or we go Batista Ryback.
Oh.
Corner.
Just go all.
Corner.
Yeah. Yep, okay, I'm going. Hey, at least I'm not as bad as Kane Kittens. He suggested Kali.
Kittens under the corner. Like, I'm trying to think of who is around now. Like, you know, like we got, like, you know, Cesaro being one talent, you know, Brian being another. Guys who haven't been around Batista before.
But, like, do you want to put him up with sort of your main event guys, or do you want to put him with your mid-carders and use him as a way to enhance somebody, to bring somebody up into the main event or something like that?
Well, you can't do that right away. You do have to still reestablish who he is. And on his way out, yeah, I mean, you could make him, you know, you could push someone to the moon with him on the way out. But for what you got going with him right now, he's going to be that big returning star, and it's just a big question mark about what the, you know, exactly what do you do with someone like him that just kind of jumps back into the middle of things, especially now when they're kind of gearing up for the plans for Mania.
I'm scared that he could be Cena's midpoint opponent between Rumble and Mania.
I'll ask this, because Omega just brought up a very interesting point. Never mind. I totally forgot it. It's gone. It's terrible.
And we're back to the old days.
It's absolutely terrible. I was like, hey, I got this great point. And then I was like, there, it floats away.
I'll tell you what. You know, you think of that again, we'll come back to you.
It's terrible. I suck at life.
So, as I was saying, now that you're right in the middle of building up everything for Mania, what do you do with a returning, you know, top card star who's just suddenly in the middle of things?
Like I said, probably feed him to Cena.
Oh, stop it.
It's the feud he went out on. They're not going to bring him right back into it.
Feed him to you, jerk.
Well, nice to see the discussion just right along there.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what you do with him. I don't. Because you're at a point. The thing with WWE is they've right now they've got this nice thing going. You've got a good mix of older talent and younger talent. You've got the Shield with Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Wyatt family with Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and who's the other dude? I can't remember.
Eric Rowan.
Rowan. You got those guys. You got six good talent right there. Then you've got Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Older, yet still young and still established. Then you've got the older veterans like Randy Orton and John Cena. You've got this good...
Now, that was just real scary that you referred to Orton and Cena as older veterans.
But they are.
I know. That was just reality hitting me at the top of the head.
Oh, my God, we've aged.
Sorry, I completely derailed you off your point. Continue, Spock.
Offended him, apparently.
Yeah, I tend to do that.
I somehow muted my effing microphone. That's awesome. What I was saying was you have this good mix of, you know, old and young talent. You've got this nice roster going on right now. I don't know how much you want to screw with it. I don't.
Yeah. It's really rough because it's like on paper it's a good idea, but then you actually have to figure out, wait, where do we go after we have the idea?
What about feuding him with Big E Langston?
I was just thinking about Big E because just power versus power here, and that's the kind of talent that you would beat Batista to.
Because you're obviously not going to do it with Mark Henry. I mean, you could, but in all honesty,
we've seen that travesty too many times.
You're going to want to do it with, you know, you've got this budding super heavyweight division. You do. You've got an established veteran in Albert. You've got Brodus Clay, good young guy. You've got Big E, who can wrestle heavyweight, but can also do, the super heavyweight stuff. You've got Mark Henry. Batista can get into that. Like, you've got this group that you could do a lot of cool things with.
See, I probably used to, like, as Omega was saying earlier, you know, you want to try and have a guy that you want to elevate as Batista's getting ready to walk out the door. That would be where I'd use Big E.
Yeah, right now it looks like they're gonna put him up against Mark Henry, who's kind of the mentor role. They'll put Big E over in that feud, and then you send him over to Batista to elevate him.
Right.
Which is good. You know, as Buck said, guy's got a good background. He can wrestle multiple styles, and
I like Big E. I might be one of a few.
So do I.
Actually like him.
Hey, I've been a fan of Big E for a while, and I see, you know, no pun intended, but big things for the kid.
So, I'll ask this in all seriousness, referring to Big E. Within the next calendar year, is the top title on him?
No. Not with only one belt now.
Yeah, if we were still in the whole two heavyweight belt version, then I'd see him with probably the world heavyweight title. But now that it's all one belt, no. I could see him being in that high echelon, you know, challenging for it, but I don't see it on him within the calendar year.
Fair enough. See, because I can see him with that title in the next year.
Well, then quite possibly you have better eyesight than we do, sir.
No, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, I'm not saying you are, dude. I'm just saying that you don't take everything I'm saying as an attack, man. Jeez.
I'm not sure if Mace is being too negative or Spug's being too sensitive.
No, I look at it and like he's on. They're not fast tracking him. But I think a calendar year, 365 days, towards the end of that, maybe next year at TLC, they put it on him.
I could possibly see the elevation starting at Royal Rumble 2015.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. So we managed to talk the topic that we thought we mocked this topic, but we managed to go to the bottom of the hour this way.
So that being said, let us take a break.
Hooray!
Indeed, because we have more things that we pretend not to care about, but are actually going to ramble about. So stay tuned, everyone. WTR Sunday Night comes back right after some Christmas carols and some obligatory commercials.
Rock better play Melon Kaliki Maka.
It's summertime and I am in my singlet shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is due. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty olden ute. Engine's getting hot, dodge the kangaroos. Swaggy climbs aboard, he is welcome too. All the family is there, sitting by the pool. Christmas Day, the Aussie way, by the barbecue. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com.
Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RockRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? They're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the great Kali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a little off them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'm going to go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right. So you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Gene Simmons.
And this is Paul Stanley of KISS. Happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. Season's greetings and all the best for a safe and happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend. I want to wish you happy holidays.
Hello, this is Robert Plant wishing everybody a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Meatloaf, and I am just wishing every one of you a very, very Merry Christmas.
WildTalkRadio.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Like a light.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. as Spug messes up when the lines are supposed to come in.
No, I didn't.
The light bulb comes after the nose glows.
It does not.
It does too.
Do you know what? I'm just being ingenuitive.
Sure you are.
You know what, Omega? Fuck you.
So, guys, as I desperately try to keep this train wreck on the tracks.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Well, WWE is trying to renegotiate all their TV deals for 2014, and one of the scenarios is to make SmackDown a live show.
Ooh.
Can we file that one under No Shit Sherlock?
Well, that pretty much... Rock, your questions are pretty easy now. Number one, would you be interested in SmackDown if it was live every week? You know, and you couldn't read the sport. No.
No. Unless.
Unless.
They change the day. I'm sorry. This whole Friday night SmackDown thing is a pain in the ass. Because it's Friday night. I prefer to go out and, you know, be social with those human-type beings I call friends.
You have too many level 90s on World of Warcraft to have any friends.
Hey, I still got all those level 90s while having a social life, so fuck you!
But that is true. Like, we've had that complaint ever since they moved to Fridays. That's a date night. That's a go out and hang out with your friends night. You know, you don't want to sit home and watch wrestling. Once upon a time, the SmackDown thing used to be on a Thursday, and no one bitched about it.
You're going to be able to go back to Thursday shortly anyway.
Oh, but there's so much competition.
You mean that MMA program that's on at like 10 o'clock at night?
Yes, exactly. God. We're not getting into that because it's not on the run sheet.
I don't know how.
But, yeah, the big problem with SmackDown being pre-recorded is, Tuesday you go to the dirt sheets and you can see everything that fucking happened.
Well, it's not even so much that you can go on a Tuesday and go, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen. I think it's just the way the WWE has treated the show. You know, it's recorded. We don't really need to care. We don't really need to promote. We don't really need to do anything about it. They treat it as a B show. Taking it live will give it sort of a more equal footing to Raw. So, you know, it might actually spark my interest, especially if they move maybe to a Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of in the same vein there. Because I do see it as a problem that you can go read the spoilers, so... You know, the IWC knows, well, I don't really have to tune in this week. And at the same time, Friday's a date night. So you got two things working against you. I mean, if it went live and changed days, yeah, it could only improve it.
I'm with you on the going live and changing days. 100%. But you're never going to improve that product or that program and get the eyes on it that you want unless WWE actually cares about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can change the date all you want. You can put it live all you want. But until they actually care about the writing on that show, the storyline progression, and the individuals that appear on that show, then it's not going to matter.
Well, you take a look at what SmackDown is now. Basically, it's either rematches from Monday, or it's matches that you're going to see again on Monday anyway.
And the other thing is, like, I go back to the 90s with Jericho. That's how Jericho got famous, was on Thunder, he was doing his bit, and on the beginnings of Nitro, he was doing his bit with the, you know, the list of 1,004 holds, the Jericho security with, oh my God, what was his name?
Ralphus.
He was doing stuff like that because the individuals booking and writing the show didn't care about the Thursday program or the early parts of Nitro. All they cared about were the main event. You've got to actually care and want the product to succeed.
Yeah, we actually heard from the man himself, which you can hear the interview in the archives at wildtalkradio.com, that, yeah, they basically gave him free rein to do whatever the hell he wanted because, well, no one was really doing anything for him. So he just made it all up himself. And brilliantly so. You know, he kind of dominated because of that. But in regards to SmackDown, just, you're right. The way they treat it is as a B show, but I really think part of that is because they really don't have to try nearly as hard to get that show right. Basically, Mace is right. It's either rematches or warm-ups for Raw, one or the other. And it's really has been a long time since anything really meaningful happened there. But if you've got only one champion now that can appear on both shows, and if you've got that show going live, then, yeah, you're going to want to make it more important because live's more expensive to do. Got to get the ratings in.
And going live definitely eliminates, well, actually brings back the anything can happen feel.
Yes.
You know, as much as I hate to pull this comparison out, but what happened when TNA went live? They got a slight, a bit small ratings increase because people actually had to tune into the show to see what happened. Now they've gone back to tape, and oh look, there's a toilet flushing with TNA's ratings in it.
Well, keep in mind TNA's ratings in the first place, so you know it looks like a small increase.
Yeah, but still, they still got an increase. They still got the increase being live.
I know,
as opposed to the tape format.
Well, what I mean is, like, in perspective of TNA ratings, it's like a 10-20% boost. You know, whereas we're used to WWE's 3.5s. You know, where that really isn't that significant.
And SmackDown's who knows what. I don't even think anybody even pays attention to the SmackDown ratings.
Yeah. I haven't paid attention to the ratings in a long time. It's just a pointless number to know about, really. So, are we done with SmackDown?
I guess.
Yeah.
Moving on. So, all right, simple question, guys. Which I'm positive you two chuckleheads will complicate. If Shawn Michaels comes back one night only for WrestleMania, is it Brian or is it Punk?
Brian.
Who's the better opponent? Spug, you have an opinion?
Sorry, I didn't mean to blurt it out. Actually, I actually didn't. I was looking at something.
I'm sorry. We have wrestling Tourette's here on the program.
I did. I apologize.
Brian!
But since I blurted it out, I will steal the spotlight for a second because I'm good at it.
You never do that.
Shut up.
You are sensitive.
For some reason today, I have a vagina. I'm not sure why.
Well, we haven't. We've heard about your vagina now. Okay. Okay, so cool your lady parts down and explain.
Allow me to get the sand out of them. Brian makes the better opponent because, one, he trained him. Two, anything that he's done in the past has been to Brian. Now, recently, he super kicked CM Punk. Kind of a one-off thing, to be honest with you.
You missed Raw where he cut the Oh My God Awesome promo.
I saw the promo with Punk and HBK. It was fantabulous. It was fantastic. But if you're not... Unless you're... The only plausible way for him to come back to me is to face Daniel Bryan. Because that's the more interesting match.
Mace?
I'll agree that there is like more reason to put the match with Bryan over, because there's the history that you can draw from being the teacher and the student story, and you know, that's all well and good. But when you come to building it up, I'm sorry, but Bryan can't hold up on the promo department. You know, and that's what a lot of this will rely on. It will rely on promos. And without Brian's ability to actually cut a half-decent promo, I'm going to have to give it to Punk on this one, only because the build-up will be so much better.
The thing,
and they get to tell a fresh story.
Thing, though, is they've already started building up HBK and Brian. I mean, HBK is the reason Brian isn't the WWE champion right now. I mean, story-wise, I mean, you know, we know Vince McMahon's fetish for big guys is the reason he's not world champion right now. But, yeah, it is the student, it is the teacher, and, yeah, it's a story we've seen a lot, but we've already seen the build, and it's been building ever since, that final match with Brian and Orton.
Right.
You know, and they put in little bits here and there to keep that feud up. You know, it was the encounter at the Slammies. It was the running knee during the big melee at the end of Raw. They are working in little bits here and there to actually keep the heat between those two. And I have to feel like as good as that promo was with Punk and Michaels, there's just more going on with Brian than HBK. Not to mention, aside from just the fact that, you know, HBK could wrestle a blow up doll and make it look good. You know, it's the guy that, he trained the guy. I mean, and Brian's already really damn good. How good would the match be then?
If that match happens, I might just die. Because that's probably going to be one of you. You look at this year's possible Mania card, like the rumors circulating. They're going all out. Like, they're going what they did last year and then more.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a nice round number. WrestleMania 30. WrestleMania XXX.
So we're going to get a Vin Diesel appearance?
I was just thinking that. I was going to say, wait. Sponsored by Hustler? No.
No, sponsored by Playgirl, featuring Shawn Michaels on the cover.
You could have at least gone with Playboy. Remember when they used to always have the Divas in Playboy?
Wish they'd do it again, to be honest with you.
That's not PG. Let's
get away from porn for a minute and go to the third option that is supposedly on the table. Sean and Hunter versus Punk and Brian.
I would be interested in that.
Oh, geez.
So would I, to be honest. and that's saying something, given my disdain for Hunter over the last few years.
Although, the problem with the issue with that is they would have to scrap one of the rumored ideas of a John Cena-Hulk Hogan tag team match.
They are really hesitant to put Hulk Hogan in a match in the first place because most backstage are pretty confident he's not going to pass any kind of physical test.
Right.
So he's not going to be medically cleared to wrestle in the WWE. TNA, yeah. WWE, no. I don't think you do that match. I don't think you do the tag match between Hunter, HBK versus Team ROH. If only because Hunter and Sean together is going to start the DX chants going in the crowd, and you need to keep them the uber heels in this situation. You don't want any DX nostalgia taking over those matches.
Yeah, but that brings up the point of how do you keep that. How do you keep the nostalgia from happening? Because it's going to.
Well, I mean, simple enough. You have separate matches. You have Brian versus HBK, and you have Punk versus Hunter. Separate them on the card. They're both enormous matches. They don't have to be crammed into one.
So that's the thing, though. I don't really want to see Punk versus Hunter. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It's Hunter at WrestleMania, let's face it. We all know what happens when Hunter has a one-on-one match that isn't against The Undertaker.
His Castle Grayskull screws up.
No, that just happens. Doesn't matter whether he's going up against The Undertaker or not, but... Yeah, Hunter's one-on-one matches in WrestleMania is pretty significantly in his favor. Whereas I'd rather see the tag. Fine.
Your hate is blinding you, sir.
And your faith in your friends is yours. I am sorry you set me up for that. I had to do it.
Oh.
Dramatically, it doesn't quite work, but I'm awarding a point for that.
Oh, shit. So should we take another break to go and regroup? And
why not? As I sit here and try to file away a conversion piece I'm doing.
He's converting something.
Yeah, I found an old Imperial Dreadnought for my army. And I went, oh my god, that's awesome! I should make it chaos. And then I went, oh, this is going to suck.
Oh, those little customizing projects that never go right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright, well, while he converts alignments on his little toy figurine, nothing I haven't done, Rock's going to play some themes for you, and we are going to take a quick break. So listen to our commercials, and we will be right back with more wrestling at WTR Sunday Night.
Little self-control, Frosty the Ovo, as everybody knows, is a snowman with an attitude and a carrot for a nose. The kids chuck snowballs at him with a non-stop whack, whack, whack.
When they got more than they bargained for, when he up and chucked them back, the police called in the special squad, they cordoned off the park. They finally got their snowman when they jumped him up.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette wishing you the happiest of holidays.
Hey, this is Amy from Evanescence wishing everybody a happy holiday.
What's up? This is Pink. I want to wish everyone a very happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, and be safe and buckle up.
Hi, this is Cheryl Crow wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kelly Clarkson. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is more Christmas carols from the land down under that Mace has subjected us to tonight.
Yes. Suffer, bitches. Because believe it or not, we don't actually get to hear any of the Australian style, with air quotes there, of these type of Christmas carols, but we get all the American bullshit. So this is just my way of going, calm as a bitch.
I always figured these Australian carols were kind of like the Foster's beers, like pretend Australian.
Pretty much. The first one that was played was probably the most accurate, where it's the Australian summer. You know, things like having a barbecue and all that type of stuff, that's very common down here. The other two, yeah, very played up for international audiences.
Let's make fun of stereotypes. Because we never do that on this network.
We have a fourth co-host.
Do we?
Yes. Hey, let go of that. Let go. Bouncy boy. Bouncy boy.
That's your microphone. He's too young for this.
We're teething, so we're awake.
Ah.
Yes. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing live on the air that our son peed all over our sheets.
To be honest, hearing about your son peeing on sheets is probably the most tame thing we've ever heard come from your wife on this network.
Probably, to be honest with you. That's rather sad, isn't it?
I don't know how sad it is. It's more funny than anything.
And the most tame thing about his son, too.
No, me calling my son a jerk. Me calling my son a jerk is pretty tame.
Right.
That's pretty tame. Quit. Child of mine, come here. Anyway, I'm sorry to disturb the flow.
What flow? The show has a flow? Since when?
The show has a flow. Well, if he gets the sand out of his vagina, he's apparently on his flow.
It's super heavy this month.
I'm going to read some tweets to you now.
Okay.
Because this email tells me to. We got there's an interesting tweet from Paul Heyman at Heyman Hustle from the 16th.
And I
read verbatim. I had a fascinating conversation today, @ Brock Lesnar, regarding the new @WWE world champion Randy Orton.
I was waiting for that sound.
Hang on, Hornswoggle wants something. So what do you think? Brock versus Randy?
Not interested. Not in the least.
No?
I'm keeping my money.
This is not buy or sell.
Hey, if it was a match, I wanted to see, I'd be saying, here, take my money. But no, I'm keeping my money for this one. This is a bad idea. Pretty much.
I'm sorry, the banging you hear in the background is my son playing in his bouncy seat.
Good to know.
It's keeping him entertained, and he's not hurting himself and or others.
No, trust me, it's probably the most comforting banging I've heard coming from your microphone. Well, that was pretty quick. Apparently none of us want to care about Orton versus Lesnar.
Alright, can I ask a caveat question to that?
Sure.
If not Orton Lesnar, what opponent on the roster do you want to see? You want to see Lesnar face?
Jeez.
Oh, stop.
All the reports of his reported opponents they want him to face are terrifying.
You know what the scary thing is? I'm going over it in my head. I'm going, he's gone up against Trips. He's gone up against Punk. He's gone up against Cena. And all I'm seeing is the one option left. Yeah, pretty much, Rock. Thank you for being on cue with that, and I did not plan that in advance.
You're welcome.
Yeah, unfortunately, when it comes to the fact that it's a WrestleMania match, you've got a guy like Lesnar who, despite what we like to think of the guy, is actually a bit of a draw. There's nobody else you can really put him up against in that type of high-profile event but Taker.
You know he's just going to get fed to the streak, but yeah, at this point, you need a formidable opponent for Taker. You need someone who can possibly end the streak. And
what if Lesnar's the one that they end the streak to?
No. Are you kidding me? To a part-timer?
Well,
you would just... Oh, the rage that would happen from that.
Oh, my God.
I understand, but what is Undertaker right now?
21 and R.
A part-timer.
But he's a part-timer who only works for the company. You know, Brock Lesnar... You know, Brock Lesnar is just there for a year. He's going to pick up some payments, and then he's probably going to go off to MMA again.
Yeah, but Undertaker only works once a year.
Yes, and he puts on the match of the year every year. I can't really fault him here.
I cannot hold with ultimate reverence a streak that doesn't matter anymore because the guy only comes in once a year to do that match, and that's it.
He's earned that, though. He's been a company man since debuting. He has always been their go-to guy. He's been one of their biggest stars for decades now. I think he deserves to work the kind of schedule that he wants to work right now, and if that's once a year, fine. You know, it's a draw, it's an attraction for Mania, and the guy has, in my mind, the guy has more than earned the ability to come in once a year.
What do you say, Bubba?
And personally, I'd say if you're going to end the streak, you do it to another company guy.
Yeah. I've said it on the network.
Don't say it, Mace. Don't say it.
I'm not going to because that's not the company guy I pray that takes a streak.
No. There's only two things you do with a streak. You either never end it. Just let Undertaker retire completely undefeated. Let that be his legacy. Or you give it to some young company guy that you know is going to be a talent for the next 10 years. Because if anyone knocks off Taker at Mania, it's going to be the biggest rub anyone has ever gotten in the history of the business. It's got to be, if you're going to do it, it's got to be someone who can carry it for a long goddamn time. Because that's going to overshadow their entire career. They have to be able to carry that shadow.
I don't know, man. Like, that's not... I look at the streak, and that's something to me that you pass on, man. You do. You don't just go, oh, I'm going to keep this forever. Because I don't think that that's right. I don't. I think that that is something that you allow another up-and-coming individual to take and to use to build their career. My opinion.
Well, personally, I think the streak should end as someone who can make a career off of it. But that's just me.
Yes.
Wait. GM. No, wait. I've already heard that noise.
To build a career, you say? Build a career, there's only one choice.
Can you imagine the explosion that would happen?
No. All you would hear, basically, you just hear, like, the amount of face palms that would happen in that moment. It would just be one gigantic face palm followed by everybody saying in unison, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. You're not happy with Zack Ryder either, huh? I'm with you. See, he's crying. He's that upset over Zack Ryder.
Come on, we all know that the one who's taking the streak is Bruiser Smith Jr. No, even he doesn't like that idea. Fine.
No. No. It could be this guy.
No.
No, it couldn't.
No.
No, it couldn't. Because his career's already peaked. If they hadn't dropped the ball on them, it should have been to a guy like a Miz or a Ziggler. It should have been someone young who could carry the heel role that would lead to.
All right.
But that's not going to fucking happen.
Now, Omega, if you were any kind of radio host, that was a nice transition song.
Just saying. Jeez.
Yeah, people taking things that don't belong to them. Ryback wants to be the Terminator. No. The end.
I really didn't want to talk this subject, Rock.
Well, too bad.
God.
He wants to be the Terminator.
Wants to be the fucking...
The big guy wants to be the Terminator.
No.
How many ways no?
I don't know, how many ways are there to say no?
I wouldn't let him be the biker that the Terminator got his jacket from.
It's bad enough that they're doing a remake of this movie. But to the idea of Ryback being a Terminator, no. That is Schwarzenegger's role. Even in this reboot, Schwarzenegger is still the Terminator. At fucking 60 odd years old and looking like, you know, somebody skinned a leather couch and put it on a human being, Schwarzenegger is still the Terminator in this goddamn reboot. But Ryback, no. Bad Ryback.
No.
Bad enough that I saw Gene Snitsky in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers fan film the other day. Like, really? Snitsky? No, it's not his fault.
Oh, hate you right now.
Damn right.
Sure, it's Snitsky. You paint him blue and he can make Goldar. I could see him as a flying monkey.
Yeah, actually, so could I. You do a lot better than whatever the hell that Americanized suit was for the first movie.
Oh, good lord.
I rewatched that the other day. I saw the face on the Goldar suit. I'm like, the fuck?
There's a Super Goldar now.
I saw. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Rock, you can take over for these next segments.
I should.
Considering that, you know, in the fourth with 4:35 left and you're winning by 43 points, I think it's safe to say you can pay attention to the show.
Why do you think I've been talking for the last 10 minutes? Anyway, All right.
Yeah, so those of you who have been following the football, Philadelphia have just flogged the shit out of Chicago.
This is where I say, bring on the Cowboys.
It's beaten like a red-headed step mule.
Oh,
a red-headed step government mule.
Right.
It's a slobber knocker. All right, we're playing Stuff Their Stockings. Wait for that to sit in a second.
I am not stuffing any of these people.
Really? Have you seen the list? There's two there.
Yeah, I've seen those too, but...
Stuff their
one of them's a bit of a psycho.
Stuff their stockings with gifts.
I'll give AJ a gift.
All right, well, we'll start at the top. Give Daniel Bryan a gift.
A beard care set with comb and specialized conditioner for the beard.
A grooming kit?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Omega?
I want to give him like one of those Hollywood crash mats so he can practice how many ways he can jump out of the ring at full speed.
Okay. Next up, CM Punk.
Spunk on the call. He doesn't give gifts.
Well, he's dealing with the kid.
Yeah, he went to take away. He's dealing with his kid, so.
I'm back.
Good, you're back. We're giving out gifts. We're stuffing people's stockings.
Hold on. Take him with you. You're going to have to. That's fine. I've got shorts down here.
Good to know.
I was wearing a new pair of jeans, and they're very tight. Because they're not stretched out yet.
Okay. So that's what's wrong with your vagina.
Yes.
There we go. And we've now gotten to the bottom of the problem with this vagina.
All right. My vagina for the day.
We've gotten to the bottom of Spug's vagina.
At least it's better than... Anyway, we're giving out gifts for wrestlers right now. First one we're doing, Daniel Bryan.
Gifts or stocking stuffers?
Gifts, stocking stuffers. You're giving them a gift.
I would give Daniel Bryan the confidence of Vince McMahon.
That's a good one.
So that he could have a title run and get the things that he deserves, like respect and just the support that he has earned since the tie incident.
Okay. The next one on the list was CM Punk.
Humility.
Okay. Mace or Omega?
A 1-to-1 scale Hulk statue.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like something that a guy like Punk would display with pride in front of his front door. Mainly because it's like they'd walk into his house and be greeted with a screaming Hulk to the face and, drop dead of a heart attack and he'd laugh his ass off.
What you gonna do, bro? Oh no, go away.
Wrong Hulk, but okay.
Oh. Never mind.
So the big green one.
Well, I got you. I'm with you.
All right, Omega, you're up.
I just want to give the poor guy enough time off to actually heal from everything.
Right?
Every time I hear about the guy, it's like, okay, his knee's busted up. No, arm's busted. No, now his ribs are busted. Good Lord. Let the man heal. All
right, next one on the list. John Cena.
Kryptonite.
Okay. Explain yourself.
Like seriously, just like as a gag gift, I want to give him a big glowing green rock.
Okay. Spugger mace.
A year's supply of medical shots. Because let's face it, being with Brie Bella.
Nikki.
Close enough. Either way. Yeah, sorry. What's her tits? With Nikki, who's pretty much new age version of Alita.
Who apparently has the nickname backstage of Nympho Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, enough medical shots to, so he can, live with that.
Okay. Spug.
I would give him his own personal mall.
Why?
Have you seen his house?
No.
His practically is a fucking mall.
Because he can't, the dude cannot go out in public at all. At all. I was talking to a buddy of mine who spends time backstage at WWE whenever they come to town. Like, they always call him. And one of the guys that he does a lot of work with is John Cena, and he talks to him a lot. And he was saying that Cena can't, he can't leave his house. He's like, it's insane. He has people that go and buy his groceries for him every week. They buy, he does all his shopping online under a false name. Or he does it in Nikki's name. I wouldn't want that kind of existence. So I would give him his own personal mall that he could go walk around in and enjoy the food court. And maybe once in a while go to Sbarro's or Annie Ann's.
Okay. We mentioned him earlier. Zack Ryder.
Okay. A fan-compiled DVD of when he had a push. To remind him of the good old days.
You're such a dick.
So you want to Braden Walker him?
No, wow. No. Unlike Braden Walker, this will be more than 15 minutes.
Alright. Omega, Spug. Top that.
Now, I'm posting a picture to counter Spug's little rant there.
Is that Walmart? And is that Nikki Bella with him?
Yeah.
Look at the girl in front, just staring. What? John Cena in my Walmart?
He seems to be doing fine in public.
You get my point, Omega.
I know, I get your point.
Yeah,
but
you realize that'd probably be like a 24-hour Walmart at 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody's around.
Gift for Zack Ryder?
Mm-hmm.
His internet show back so people can care again?
Okay. Spug?
I don't know. Zack Ryder, I'd give him his release. So we could go to ROH and actually do something.
There you go. Rowan Reigns.
A Best of Goldberg DVD set. If you're going to rip it off, do it properly.
Coming in 2014, apparently. Or it's out now, something like that.
Can you give him some of the Legion of Doom's old shoulder pads? How fucking scared would you be to see him dashing at you with those big ass spikes aimed at you?
Alright, it's on you, Spug.
For Roman Reigns, I would give Roman Reigns personality. I don't care. He's the dullest member of the Shield. Like, I don't care one whit. I don't. He does shit for me.
Okay. AJ Lee.
My dick.
Knew okay. Someone was going there.
So she has it. That's why you have the vagina now. Got it.
AJ Lee. Oh, boy. Can we give her a Harley Quinn costume?
It's whatever you want to give her.
Don't get my boner going anymore.
I was thinking about...
And we've officially heard of his dick.
Yes, twice.
If nobody suggested the costume, that was going to be my idea. But given that it's being suggested, a set of Harley Quinn comic books.
All right, Summer Rae.
Dance lessons.
Fandango's someone else to manage. Dead.
Oh, what'd you say?
You have to prove he has one first.
Oh, you could ask Natty.
Ooh.
Is that the rumor?
No, that's the off-air storyline. During house shows, he comes out with, like, you know, I love Natalia painted on his stomach.
Right.
So what would you give Summer Rae, Omega?
Wait, what?
Summer Rae.
I said. Someone else to manage other than Fandango.
Okay. I'm supposed to giving her Fandango's dick.
No, I'd actually give her a good gimmick. I don't know.
Okay. Since you're... Okay, we'll go with Fandango next.
Dance lessons.
Okay.
I had the 2-for-1 coupon.
Such a Jew around Christmas time.
Fuck Earth. I don't think I bought anything at retail this year.
Apparently someone's been hanging out with Stein too much.
Not lately. A good lawyer, because they're getting sued over that name.
Mm-hmm. It only took a year.
Yeah, about time. Oh wait, someone's using our name on a wrestler.
Who knew?
They're gonna win that on pronunciation alone.
Probably.
Because he doesn't say Fandango, he says Fondango. And it's they'll argue that it's a different pronunciation.
Uh-huh. Let's see, on the list, Triple H.
A new shovel.
A clue.
Now, Omega. Are you giving him, what, Colonel Mustard?
Actually, it was Professor Plum.
In the conservatory?
With the candlestick, actually. It's never the candlestick.
Never the candlestick. You got me a... Fuck, now I'm thinking Tim Curry. God damn it. Fuck up. Fuck, I love that movie. God. I want Triple H to have a working Castle Grayskull, because goddamn, I love that entrance, but it never goes right.
Alright. Kane.
New suits. He needs a few more suits. Some different colors, maybe a black one, another gray one, and a bright fucking red one, like the Sinister Minister.
He can borrow Big Johnny's.
No, we want one that's not tainted by loser stank.
Somebody else's genitals do electrocute.
Well.
A dentist degree. I keep saying this because I think it's a brilliant idea. Any office shot, I want one in the background just to see how many notice.
When he finally gets his own office, yeah. And one final one, the Ryback.
I see you skipped one on the list.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I just said the Ryback.
As for Ryback...
Oh, yeah, I see the one, yeah. We'll get to him.
I get him new ring gear, because he needs to stop stealing Rob Van Dam's.
He legitimately does. They use the same artist. Oh, God. An actual gimmick so he can do something other than just be the big asshole of the roster.
Okay. Spug.
I would give Ryback a career.
Okay, and the one I forgot to mention, Bray Wyatt.
I'd give him a Lindsay Wood.
Really? Because I'd give him an armed guard next time they're in Salt Lake.
Don't you know, Lindsay already has a Bray Wyatt. It's by her Christmas tree.
Does she?
She has the standee. So she has a Bray Wyatt.
Nice.
I'd get him a copy of The Exorcist so he can practice his upside down backwards walking.
Oh, God, that walk's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. I love how the crowd just spontaneously started chanting that.
Right.
Ah, oh, it's like they rehearsed it. It was awesome.
So that's gift giving. So now we move on to tonight's round table.
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Simple. What is your favorite all-time Christmas movie?
Santa's Sleigh, starring Bill Goldberg.
Let me guess, because he kills Fran Drescher in the opening.
Right!
Okay.
That's not my answer. Dear God, is that not my answer?
No, that's your answer. The first one you said counts.
No, that's bullshit. You know that's not how this works. No, usually anytime there's Christmas specials on, I'm searching for different versions of a Christmas Carol. Specifically because I'm looking for the Patrick Stewart version.
It was on last night.
I know. I have it on file. I'm going to watch it later. But
I have an entire folder saying classic Christmas movies. I'm bringing up my little brother, right? God damn it!
What fascinates me about that one, that was like, aside from just being like a really good version of the movie, he used to do that on stage as a one-man show.
Yep.
Oh my God! So he's so practiced in that role, and God, he pulls it off well. Like I watch that, and I don't like. every other time I watch him in something, it's like, okay, this is Jean-Luc Picard. You know, I can't see anything but Jean-Luc Picard here. There, no, he's fucking Scrooge.
See, I sort of have this nice little list of stuff I watch every year. And it's sort of hard for me to pull a favorite out of it. But if I'm sort of being forced to choose, I've got to go with the classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The proper one, not the Jim Carrey version.
Yeah, but like, see, I don't think the Jim Carrey one's all that terrible.
It's not, but at the same time, you know, it's one of these ones that you really want to... It's one of those more modern versions, but I still like the old school, full-blown Dr. Seuss style. And having, I believe it was Vincent Price doing the narration to it.
No, it wasn't Vincent Price. Oh,
I know
God,
it was
it?
Very, very classic. Brain's farting here at the moment.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, and how awesome is that song, seriously?
Boris Karloff.
That's right. I knew it was somebody in the horror industry.
Really? Was it Karloff?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like... To give you an idea, like, this year I promised myself one thing. I would bring my little brother up on old-school traditional Christmas films.
Right.
I've got this folder sitting on my hard drive right now. It's A Wonderful Life, The Original Miracle on 34th Street, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Claymation?
Yes, the 1964 Claymation. I've got Flintstones Christmas from, 1964. A Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without Santa Claus, A Christmas Story, the Disney version of Christmas Carol, the Muppets version of the Christmas Carol, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas is the most modern one I have in that folder. Everything else is, 1980s through 1940s. That's just me, because I see all the stuff. I saw my little brother was watching it earlier. You ever heard of the show Fairy Godparents? It was on a Nickelodeon thing.
Fairly Odd Parents? Uh-huh.
Yes,
the
that's
father.
The one.
Yes.
All right. There's a live action version of that that is a Christmas special.
Yeah, where they're claymated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that, and it makes me cringe. You know, and yet none of the TV networks, at least over here, I know you guys get A Christmas Story for 24 hours over there. But here we don't get any of that. All these really classic ones never get played on television over here anymore, because our networks are so politically correct these days that it shits me up the wall. So I've had to turn to the internet and DVDs to get my little brother to see all these old school things. And it sort of makes me ashamed that a lot of kids don't grow up on these type of really good Christmas movies. But anyway,
he's in a better mood. Put him in here. Yeah, he's staring at it.
Put the kid in the bouncer. I'll send him off into space. Yeah. So Spug.
Yes, sir.
Got a favorite Christmas movie? Favorite Christmas movie?
I do. I really like Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
That's a good one.
All three of them, or just the first?
I like the first two. I'm not a fan of... Yeah, the first two. More so the first one than anything, but I like those. Kind of partial to A Christmas Story because it was filmed in Cleveland. Omega hates it.
I don't hate it. I just get fucking sick of it.
No, I'm with you.
It's like the one Christmas special you can see the entire thing just flipping through channels all day.
Right. Bouncy, 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 bouncy. Yes.
Now, Rock. Sorry, Spock. Finish.
I was going to agree with you on the Grinch, too. Like, I'm a big fan of the Grinch.
Yeah.
So,
Rock, have you got a favorite Hanukkah movie?
No, I don't have a favorite Hanukkah movie, no. For a Christmas movie, I direct you to a podcast airing this week on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Give us a preview or something, dickhead?
Where we sell buttons and hats and all that fun stuff. No, Home Alone is my favorite Christmas movie. For some reason, that's the movie it's on every year, and that's, when I see that movie, it's Christmas time. But that's just me. Alright, we're going to switch from that to, staying on movies in a way. You guys now need to pick a movie and put some wrestlers in it. So huddle up and pick a movie and then...
And a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah, Christmas movie.
I have an honorable mention Christmas special real quick.
Okay, so...
The Charlie Brown one.
Okay.
So, okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
I'm going to sort of make this a bit easy for everybody because, let's face it, if we tried to actually converse this one, it'd take us 6 months to do.
I was just going to say Santa with Muscles starring Hulk Hogan. I'm done.
I was going to say let's try.
I could have gone back to Santa's sleigh. That's called one-upping myself.
I don't know if Hulk Hogan and Santa with Muscles is an improvement, so. But A Christmas Carol.
Put some wrestlers in it.
Is it too obvious to make Vince Scrooge?
It's obvious, but I was going to go there anyway.
The role fits.
Yeah. Hornswoggle is Tiny Tim.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Okay. How about this one? For the ghosts.
Yeah, I was just thinking, who's the ghosts?
Alright. Past is Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Present is Cena. Future never appears. or if you really want to try and do a Christmas future, you get somebody like Ziggler. Curtis Axel.
Or Bo Dallas.
What That's about a big one, black sensor bar that just says Endeavored?
No, vacant.
No.
No. Because you never see his face anyway, so vacant works.
No, when you get to that scene where Vince McMahon has to look at his own tombstone, the dust goes away and all it says on it is Future Endeavored.
Okay, now who would you have for Bob Cratchit?
Daniel Bryan.
I was actually thinking Johnny Ace or Triple H.
No, it's got to be someone sympathetic.
Stephanie.
No, I said sympathetic.
Oh, sorry.
But see, no, because then it could be Brie Bella as his wife at home. How about Marley? Who's Marley?
Trips. See, I would cast Trips as Scrooge and Vince as Marley.
No, I'm thinking Crockett or Ted Turner.
Ted Turner.
Ted Turner or Billionaire Ted?
Billionaire Ted.
Either.
Weren't they the same guy?
These days, yeah, pretty much.
Paul Heyman's Marley.
King Kidd says,
what's Eric Bischoff doing these days?
I was just going to say, King Kidd suggested Eric Bischoff for the role.
See, that's who I would cast as the ghosts.
Bischoff, Heyman,
and Turner.
And Ted Turner.
No, because that's all past.
Okay, Bischoff and Dixie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. You'd have Ted for past, Dixie for present, and whoever's running Ring of Honor at the moment for future.
There you go. That works.
God, this is a weird show.
Isn't it, though?
Let's go with it.
And here's the thing. Just for a little... Like, I know the character really has no name, but, the whole part where Scrooge opens the windows at the end and goes, "You boy, what day is this?" That boy is Zack Ryder.
All right, what are you doing, Booger Face?
Let's keep getting stranger and stranger. It's time for WTR gift giving. Start to give out gifts for people on the network.
You're all getting gift cards.
Can't give gift cards.
Yes, but now it requires trying, and this goes strictly against my holiday shopping.
All right, I gotta give something to Mace.
He gets a damn box of Frosted Flakes he always wanted.
Yes!
All right, Mace, give something to Omega.
A custom Ralphus action figure. because if I went Transformers, I'd have absolutely no fucking luck.
It's got to come with like a vintage Jericho, though.
Yeah, okay.
Just set up like some, like set up one of the. One of the big ring play sets with the entrance ramp, and just have Jericho and Ralphus off somewhere like 10 feet away.
I'll make them a duo, give Subway and Rob a gift.
I'd give Subway his memory back.
A bong with at least 2 ounces.
Right. Here's the thing. He actually wrote down his own 12 Days of Christmas, and it was 5 pages long. He wrote down it, repeatedly. So he wouldn't forget to screw it up last night.
Yeah? A veneer!
Alright, you gonna give anything, Omega?
Jeez.
You're terrible at gift giving, aren't you?
I am.
Alright, we'll come back to that one for you. How about give something to the guy who's not here anymore, the Canadian?
He doesn't deserve anything. He can fuck right off.
You can't even just give him a map?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Oh my god.
Cole. Because Canada's cold. What?
Canada is cold. All right, give me a gift.
I would not give Tim anything that's suitable for air.
We know this.
You get working card servers on Saturday night.
There you go.
What to give Rock? Oh. I mean, there was that awesome Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl banner thing. Oh, wait.
Okay, Browns. Really? You're going to talk?
Dude, you know why I get to talk? Because I don't care about the Browns. They're perennial sub-500 in top 10 drafters. Make fun of them all you want. It's like kicking the kid in the wheelchair. Does that make you feel good?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny, huh?
I give Rock a voucher for free Chinese food on Christmas Day.
And last but not least, give a gift to Lindsay.
I don't get a gift? Fuck you guys.
No, we're going through host. You're a contributor. You come up after.
I'm a contributor.
You know what? I give Spug his spot on the show back properly so he can be a host again.
I've thought about it.
You've been here for like the last 3 weeks, so you might as well.
Ace, we agreed not to spend that much this year.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I'd give Rock the credit he deserves for the stuff that he does for this network. I mean, it is the Rock Radio Network.
It is. It really, really is at this point.
I did see something really cool for Omega that I would have got him for Christmas, but it was totally out of my budget.
Oh.
Yes.
A brand new Colts hat.
No. No, no. it was
due to arrive in 5 years.
It was kind of a joke gift because I know how much he despises them, but I was shopping the other day and saw a GoBots t-shirt.
Oh God.
With all of the GoBots on it.
All of my rage.
For Mace, I would get motivation to get back into the ring so he can get to the U.S. to come tag with me.
And in return, I'd actually send off this box of stuff that's still sitting here.
For Lindsay, a real Bray Wyatt. And perhaps a mopping bucket and some new panties.
Oh, God. Let her have her fun.
I'm letting her have her fun, and I meant that in a joking fashion.
Jeez. Replica rocking chair.
Because she's going to need him after being with Bray. I'm just saying.
Well, if you're going to give her Bray, I guess I have to give her Dean.
That poor girl will never leave her bedroom. What are you doing, Wiggles?
There's gift giving.
What are you doing, Wiggles?
As he tends to the kid, we are now going to the great debate.
Welcome to this week's great debate.
Oh my God! Wait a minute! It's Paul Bear! It's Paul Bear! And that's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your
your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking The Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
Now, before we actually get into the Great Debate, we forgot someone to give a gift to, and that's King Kittens. Since it's by popular request in the chair, we need to give King Kittens a gift.
Mercy.
He can get Christian.
There you go. Thank you, Ace, for going where I was going to go.
God, get new jokes, people.
Oh, we gotta keep up the spirit of Tim somehow. Gotta beat the same joke over and over and over again. Alright, the Great Debate. we'll start with, we changed the year, correct? We all agreed to the year change?
Yes.
Alright, Rob Van Dam's WWE debut in 1997 against the Boogeyman. Mace, go first.
I'm gonna go Rob Van Dam's debut. I don't know why. I kind of remember the Boogeyman's.
You were the one who researched it last week, though.
Yeah, I know, but then I forgot all about it.
You did the research.
Didn't really do any research, but, you know.
You found the clips.
Yeah, that's not exactly much research.
Anyway.
Plus, hey, it's up against Jeff Hardy. For some reason, he was with the King. I have no idea.
Because he remember back.
It was extremely crappy wrestling,
right?
And
yes,
RVD was the defector,
Mr. Monday Night.
Yes, indeed. But still, let's still go Van Damme over the Boogeyman.
Okay, Omega.
I go with RVD. No, don't, you know.
Shocked.
Don't be too shocked.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise. Where's that surprise face at?
For numerous reasons. Number one, it was something really weird to see happen where it wasn't technically competition at the time, but it was another wrestling show, and suddenly there's cross promotion going on. Mm-hmm. You know, because here's one of their established talents coming over to Raw. And in a weird way, it's this little prophetic moment because it's also technically the debut of Jeff Hardy back when he was still the unsigned local that got to job out that night. You know, two future WWE champions.
Yeah, they are two future WWE.
There's a record books. Don't lie. Yes, RVD held it for 3 weeks, but fuck it.
And then they got high.
God, you had everything. You had everything and you betrayed me.
But this isn't about that. This is about 97.
It's about debuts, and it was a really different thing for the times. It was a better showing, and Boogeyman was just okay. He comes crawling out with the freaking clock in his mouth. It's the guy who got drummed out of Tough Enough for having lied about his age. And it's a creepy debut, but when you get to the actual match, God, it was boring.
So, Van Damme?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Alright, Van Damme moves on. Now I expect a serious debate on this next one. The debut of Paul Bearer against the debut of the Shockmaster. Omega, you're up first. Serious.
Super serious.
Uh-huh. Straight face and all.
Straight face. Mm-hmm. Ow. Shockmaster.
Okay, explain why.
You know what Paul Heyman's debut was? Brother Love called him out.
Paul Bearer, you mean?
No. Paul Bearer.
You said Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, God.
That's why I was correcting you.
Jeez. Getting my paws crossed now. No, Paul Bearer. Okay, Brother Love said, I introduce to you Paul Bearer, and he walks out. Debut. Wow. Shockmasters was the single most blundered debut in the history of pro wrestling, and it'd been a crap debut even if it had gone right. Because he's still a guy in a fuzzy vest with a stormtrooper helmet that's been assaulted by a bedazzler. But it's just such a catastrophic failure. It's not a debut that went over well, but sure as fuck it's memorable. Being the worst debut has to count for something. It's better than just being introduced.
This is very true. Alright.
Yeah, shocky. There's nothing that really could have gone right with that gimmick, no matter what happened. So, it was probably a great thing that he botched it up that badly.
So it was a great debut in a way.
Yeah, because it killed a very horrible gimmick. that saved that guy's career.
Alright, so Shockmaster and Rob Van Dam move on. Next week, the final matchup in the first round. Goldberg's WCW debut takes on Hulk Hogan's WCW debut. And Dusty Rhodes' WWE debut takes on the debut of the Outsiders. That's next week on The Great Debate. Now, as always, we end the show with Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wow. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Alright, we're going to start with Spug. Which are better, Legos or Lincoln Logs?
Oh, wow. Legos. You know why? Because I don't see anybody building an air-powered Lincoln Log car.
That thing is awesome.
Okay. Mace, you have the choice of having the power of flying or teleporting. Which power do you choose?
Teleport.
Why?
Because if I was flying and it was well known that I could fly, how many federal regulatory agencies will want me to, like, declare flight plans and everything? Whereas teleport, I just go bing and I'm there. Don't have to file any paperwork or anything. I just appear.
Okay. Omega, if you could leave right now and go anywhere in the world without any consequences, where do you go?
Anywhere in the world, no consequences. no consequences. I go to Michael Bay's house and kick him in the dick.
That works. Spug, if you were a type of candy, what would you be?
Sour gummy worms.
Why?
Because they're awesome. And I'm awesome.
Okay, Miz. Mace, you can control the entire species of one animal. Which animal would you control?
Entire species of one animal. Probably apes.
Why?
Because then I take over the fucking world.
Okay, and and finally to Omega. Omega, how would you guide an alien through making a peanut butter sandwich?
An alien through making a peanut butter sandwich?
Yes.
Now see, that really depends on the alien. How many fingers does it have? Can it actually hold a knife? Does it have hands in the first place? You know, do I have to instruct it how to spread peanut butter with a tentacle? Is that a tentacle? Please, dear God, let that just be a tentacle.
Yes. The answer to all that is yes.
This is why I love Omega.
Here, they make it in a squeeze bottle. Just press this. This is an alien. I'm not going to complicate it. And I'm not going to give the alien a knife.
But you can give him a plastic knife.
It's an alien.
It's a plastic knife.
For all I know, they power their death rays with plastic.
Well, if anyone knew about plastic, it would be you, and does that make you an alien?
Ask Zeb Coulter.
He would consider you an alien.
He consider me an alien?
And that would do it for Quick Hits. This has been another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. No show tomorrow night. There is a pre-taped version of The Rock airing on Christmas Day Eve or the next day. Check out rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com for that archive. We'll be back live Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio. And then back next Sunday night for the year-end show. We will give out, you know, our awards for Match of the Year, Superstar of the Year, and so on and so forth. You can follow us at...
What you're saying is you don't want to do a Raw post show with me?
I'm taking the night off.
Or me?
Yeah. What about me and Mace? We'll do a Raw post show with you.
We'll talk about it. you can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com is Wild Talk Radio Network. Apparently check Facebook and Twitter tomorrow. We may do a post show.
Okay.
Yes, Omega, blog.
My stuff can be found at TJ Omega over on YouTube, where I'm currently in the middle of a daily video marathon in celebration of the month of getting free shit from all of our friends and family. Other than that, you can follow me on Facebook at TJ Reviews or on Twitter at TJ Omega.
Spug, you have any dates you want to plug?
Saturday, December 28th. In Goshen, Indiana, Universal Pro with Chris Hero. January 4th, Ashtabula, Ohio at Geo Ministries. Magnum Pro Wrestling. And January 11th, Erie, Pennsylvania, Pro Wrestling Rampage. You can check me out on Facebook, Bruiser Schmidt. Or you can catch me on Twitter, at Bruiser Schmidt.
There you go.
YouTube channel soon to come.
Mace?
Follow me at the Mace thing.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Go to prowrestlingtees.com/rockradioshow. Go to psychwarddesigns.com. Follow her on Twitter at Lynn's Ward. Have a happy, happy holidays, everyone. We will be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Riding in the one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
WildTalkRadio.com.